The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Daf Pei Aleph, the last daf of our perek, the Mishnah tells us a machlokes between Beishama and Mesil, Amagayash is Ishte Velona Imoy Bepundiki, he's Misyachid with his wife, he was Megarisha, now he's Misyachid with her, Beishama, it's not his wife anymore, he was Megarisha, Beishama, I'm in the Tzuchay Menu Get, Beshamai says, as the Gemara explains, because there's no reason to assume that he married her. Could be he's not allowed to be Messiah, one is not allowed to be Messiah of the Penuyah. But there's no assumption that he was, in the Gemara's terminology, there's no chash that he was boiled her. There's an assumption that he wasn't boiled her, in which case is for sure no Maisa Kedushin. Maisa Kedushin with a ring was certainly not seen by Edim. Beshilalaimim Tzvichay Menu Get Sheni. Why? We're choshesh that there was a, if there was yichud, we're choshesh there's a bia. If there's a bia, we assume in other words, sibila znus, he meant to be mekadosher. Again, if a man was nesiach with a woman, we wouldn't automatically assume he was mekadosher. We would assume he's a balaveru. But over here, since he was married to her last week, exactly what the cutoff point is not clear in the Mishnah. But in that case, we assume, hein, like the Gemara says, hein, eide yichud, hein, eide bir, we see him, so to speak, that he was Mekadosh or Bebir. One way of explaining the Machlokes is Beshama Beshil, that the Rishonim speak out, that the Machlokes is Beshama Beshil, Lushita Sem, the end of the Masechta, the ninth parak, Beshama Beshil have a Machlokes, why or what cause a person legitimately divorced his wife? According to Beis Hillel, he could divorce his wife over whatever reason he has. So maybe they said that he wasn't Mekadosh. So maybe when we see him with her, it's not necessarily true that they had a sinner for each other. Not necessarily true that he was soin to her. They sent her away out of hatred. In which case, some of him was Miyakad, he was boiled. According to Beis Shammai, the Mishnah says over there that a person cannot be Megarish, his wife, or Motzah, or ever his daughter, unless he found something seriously wrong that she's unfit to live with him. So now that he was Miyachid, make Tesi to see that as changing. He divorced her because she wasn't Roy Fim. So now she became Roy Fim. So some there wasn't. One can assume that there was a debir. One can assume that there was a beer. Therefore, the Adiyichud are not considered a debir. That's the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's why they argue. But let's take a few minutes to examine the premise of this machlokes. That means that when there's a legitimate chashash that there was a bir, there's a legitimate grounds to assume that there was a bir, there was a maisa bir, that they lived together as husband and wife, that would be considered that we know about it. To the point, not only we know about it, let's remember that kedushin is not enough that we know that the husband married, and he put it on her finger. It has to be in front of two Eidim. The very important halacha, the very basic halacha of Eidei Kiyum, that by Kiddushin, not only do we need two Eidim to be made on a woman in Bezdin, that she's also the shul, but in order to make the Kiddushin or Gerushin effective, in the first place, it has to be done in front of two Eidim. Kiddushin, the Maisa Kiddushin has to be in front of two Eidim. Gerushin, either it's to get in the Shtar, or the Shtar has to be given over in front of two Eidim. Machloik is between different Rishonim. Davdal, we're going to get back to those Sugis in the ninth paragraph of Yitzhak Hashem. But in any case, there has to be Eidei Kiyum. Every Dovah Shebeheve, Ein Dovah Shebeheve, Miskayim, Elo Bifnei Shnei Eidim. Where's the Eidei Kiyum over here by the Eidei Bir? You want to tell me that you can deduce logically that they lived together as husband and wife? Where's the Eidei Bir? Hey, Nein Eidei Yichud, Hey, Nein Eidei Bir. The Kohen Gemara would seem to tell us a new idea, a new principle. That when Eidim see something which we could deduce logically that they saw event A, where we could deduce logically that event B took place, we make that assumption, and it's all called part of the Eidus. It's called that the Eidim who saw A, since B logically follows A, if they see A, that's called that they're Eidim on B. The Daik Moshe in Evan Ezer, Simon Mabez, brings a important machlokes. The important machlokes is because every Masada Kedushin knows to be careful about this. Very often my Kedushin, everybody's standing around, all the relatives, the mekutonim, the photographer. Let's not forget that the photographer is lining people up the right way to get the right shot. The Masada Kedushin is there. Everybody's up on center stage. And very often the two Edim, those that were Mechubed with the Kibbutz of Edim, are standing off to the side, they're sort of shunted away because they're not as important for the pictures. And they might not necessarily see the ring being given over from him to her. They don't see him slipping the ring onto her finger. You can hear, because usually the mic is nearby, that him saying, Hareya Mekudesh Slibit Abazu. But did you actually see Edim? Did you actually see him handing over the ring? Not clear. What's the halacha by Loi Ro Mois Kiddushin Magia Liyodo? Whether we can say that since they saw the ring before in his hand, now they see it on her finger. They heard Ariam actually, or they saw that obviously there's a couple that is going through the motions of getting married. They then make shevrochs and they walk off, hopefully happily ever after. Does that mean that the Edim that saw the two people, the husband and the wife together, the chos and the kal together, they saw the ring on her finger, they saw them walk off, they saw the shevrochs, does that mean that they saw the ma'aseh kedushin, and that's called Edikiyum? Not poshut. The Dakivayshu brings the machlokes, he says the machlokes, the Maram Rutenberg, and the Mordechai, Trum, the Rashi speaks about it. What is the chilek? Why is it that the Gemara is willing to concede that Eidei Yichur are considered Eidei Bio, but Eidei Re'iyah of the ring are not considered, that they saw the giving over of the ring from his finger to her finger? What would be the chilek? If you want to learn out, so you understand that every contextual Eidus, wherever you see something where by context, it means that event B took place, then we say that's Eidus on event B. The chilek, according to the Roshan that argued, according to Maram Rutenberg, would be as follows. Yichud and Bia is, Yichud is the Tchilas Kiva, the Bia is the Saif Kiva. What you're really seeing is you're seeing the Tchila of that thing. That's called you saw that thing. You didn't see the actual physical consummation of that Yichud, but you saw the Yichud. If you saw them being the Siachad, you saw the Kiva, so mainly you saw the Bia. You saw them living together as husband and wife. That's why Heinen Yichud and Heinen Bia. Ad Kedekah, let's point out in parentheses, that some of the Rishonim hold, the Rambam would seem to hold that there is Yichud De'Araisa. All the Arayas that a man is not allowed to live with any number of women that he's not allowed to live with an Eshes Ish, as husband and wife. The same would be true not only on physical relations, the same would be true Lo Sikruv Legal Eserva. He's not allowed to have physical contact with a married woman. Isur Chomer, Lechor, Avizrayu De Isur Eshes Ish. The Rambam would seem to include in the Lesikvul Legalis Eva also Yichud. Why? Because the same way the Rambam holds that Kirvo El Erva is the beginning of the Maisa of Bi'ilas Erva. So maybe it's called, like the place can point out, it's like a Chatzi Shir. It's like eating a half a Kazayis. Continue that Maisa, you're going to get eventually to eating a whole Kazayis or Rachman on some of eating Chazer. The Lesikvul brings the Maisa Bi'il. The Yichud is already the beginning of the Kirva, which thereafter results in a Maisebiyah. So when the Edim see the Yichud, they're seeing the beginning of that. They didn't see the end of the Maisebiyah, but by context, that's called they saw it. That's okay. But what happens if I only see that he's holding a ring? Did I see the beginning of a Maisebiyah Kedushin? Did I see that he is being Mekadosher? It could be, by the way, that maybe one way to be Mekel would be if he hears, the Edim hear the Ariyam Kodesh Asli, they're hearing part of the Maisebiyah. Would that be enough? They'll discuss with the hearing slash seeing of Aram Gudesh Asli cover, would that be called seeing the beginning of Isa? We only know they have a machlokes, they saw it in his hand, afterwards they saw it on her finger. Would that be called seeing, or that's called believing? You know it, but you didn't see it. If you didn't see it, there's no ADQ. That's one very important machlokes that comes out of this sugi. In Chuvas Chavis Yor, one of the classic poiskim from 300-400 years ago, brings down that there is no machlokes apoiskim between the Maram and the Mordechai. He argues on the Dark Emotion that says it's machlokes, and he says that where you saw a ring in somebody's hand, afterwards you saw it in her finger, you heard them talking about getting married, it might not necessarily work. We'll say it differently. When there's an umdina de muchak, a chos and a kal standing on the kuppah, he's dressed in his best, she's dressed in the gown, the hall is set up, 300 guests are sitting on either side of the aisle, there's certainly an umdina de muchak that's called you saw a kedushin. That would be called seeing a kedushin. You saw the ring on your finger, that's called you saw it. Masha'enkin, where there's no context, there's no umdino mechia, there you would not be able to use it. Well, how did the ring get from him to her? Mistama, it's a marriage ring. Mistama got to her with a ma'ez kedushin. That type of mistama is called deduction, it's called inference. It's not called ri'iyo. There are no ADQ that saw the ma'ez kedushin. Here it's in place to say over an interesting Avdim Lum. It's more than interesting. It's a crucial Avdim Lum because Avdim Lum says that L'chayetz Dvarim Furoshim this Nidin. He says like this. In the ninth parak of Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to have a sugya of Eidei Chasim. We made up with it already in earlier parak, in the third parak, the first parak. According to Rebbe Lozer, Eidei Mesira Karti. The writing of the Shah is not what creates the halachic validity of the shtar. What creates the chalois of the shtar, the kashrus hashtar, is the edim mesir, the giving over of the shtar. According to Rebbe, edim chesim akarti, the edim have to sign the shtar in a way that the shtar itself is written. Because shusa, that renders the shtar, afterwards it's handed over. Machlokes with a wide amount of nafkuminis halach lamaisa, legabi all sorts of different dinei shtaros that are mentioned now in our mesecta. The Ran in the ninth perek, in Perek HaMegarish, points out, we've met up with it in Davdal and other places, that the Ran is Mechadish, that even according to Rabbi Lozer, the Edim Mesira Karti, says that really you don't need to have actual Edim seen in the Sinas HaGet. If two Edim sign on a shtar, a husband writes a get, two Edim sign on that, affirming his saying, Areat Muteres L'Cholono, the husband has the get, the husband has a kosher get that was signed by two Edom. Thereafter, we see the shtar biyad o'isha. The halacha is, says the Ran, that that's called Edom Isir, because the Edom on the shtar made that the shtar was written legitimately for the husband. How did she get a hold of the get? There's an umdin on the mukha, the only way she got a hold of the get is by getting it from his hand. Which means that the Edom that signed on the shtar, legitimizing the shtar, are made, so to speak, that if you'll see the shtar biyad o'isha, tell you that we're telling you that it had to have been handed over kashrus, otherwise how did it get there? The shtar was on the up and up. It was written by the husband for the husband. The only way it would get from his hand to her hand, he certainly wouldn't throw it out, he wouldn't drop it on the floor, and he wouldn't give it if he didn't mean it. So if it's now biyodo, that means we can infer from the edus that's on the shtar that the shtar was given over. Says the Avdim Lum. Avdim Lum is in Simin. Simon Laman Al Simkot Dal, the Ktsois also says in Simit Tzadik, says the Eilig Avdim Lum, says the Ktsois, that the get was given over, that tells us that the Edim on the Chesima can be considered Edim on something they didn't see. L'chari, isn't that our Nidin? Isn't it L'chari Dvar B'Furosh when these were showing the Ramban? He learns that way in the Rif, in the Ramban, maybe the Rambam, that Edim Chesima can be considered Edim on the Mesira due to inference, due to perception of what's included in that situation. Isn't that our Nidin that we're discussing? The truth of the matter is that whether Edim can see something in the context of an Umdino is a L'chari, it depends on what type of Edus it is. By Dinei Nefoshes, we have a Sugim of Fureshes in Sanhedrin, Daf Lam Zayin Amid Beis, that if Edim Nefoshes saw, that means two Edim saw Reuven chasing Shimon with a hammer. They see Reuven chasing Shimon with a hammer with a baseball bat into a deserted area. He comes out later. We find blood on the hammer. We go in, we see Shimon is dying over there, he's bleeding to death of a wound to his head. Isn't it clear that Reuven killed Shimon? What would a jury do? A jury would lock him up. But since the halacha is that Edim can only pass Kedin Nefashis when they see it, it's not enough that we know that Reuven killed Shimon. That's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Geshef. Maybe we have to lock him up in jail to get a murderer off the street. But the din of paskening that he's a Ritzach depends on having Edim that saw the Ritzicha. Edim did not see the Ritzicha. Seeing him go in and knowing because of what you saw that he killed is not enough. That type of Edim is not enough. The Sugya in Sanhedrin Lam Zayin on the base. On the other hand, in Bava Basu Tzadik Dal, we have a Sugya of Gomel Ha'oicher, where two animals got into a scrape, and we know, we can see from the context of which animal is lagging behind which one, that my gomel gave your gomel a kick and knocked him down. So I'm chayef to pay you based on what we know from what we saw, even though it's also based on inference. Elamai, what are we going to say? That dinei mamnas and dinei nefashes are chaluk. So we could say it simple. Dinei nefashes is more chomer. The Torah is mechadish. All sorts of different halachas and dinei nefashes. We could say that. Or maybe we could say it a little bit tiefer and then try to get something out of it, but again, I was sugi. It could be, proposition that maybe the chiluk between Eidei Nefoshos and Eidei Mamonos goes like this. Eidei Nefoshos, it's not enough that we have eyewitness account that Reuven killed Shimon. The halacha is that the only time we kill Reuven for being a Ritzech or Chil Shabbos or any other Avera that is a Chiyum Mrs. Bez, it's not enough that we know he did it. It has to be that he did it knowing that Eidim were watching him. That means that a Maisa that's done in front of Eidim is a different type of Maisa than a Maisa that's done Betzina. A Maisa Erva, a Maisa Chil Shabbos, a Maisa Ritzicha. When it's done with Hasra in front of Eidim and he knows that it's in front of Eidim, that Maisa is a Sug Maisa that's Mechayiv and Misa and Bezin. If it's done and he doesn't know that the Eidim, he doesn't know that it's Hasra, then that Maisa is not Mechayiv. That means that the Eidus is not just a means of conveying the information to a grand jury, La'adul, i.e. a Bezdin, in order to paskin on that person as you would say, but the Eidus becomes part and parcel of the Maisa Ritzicha itself. It's a different type of Maisa Ritzicha. It's a Maisa Ritzicha in front of Eidim. He murdered him in front of Eidim. That's the Maisa which is Mechayim. In that case, if the two Eidim see him running into a deserted area, by definition, they know that Reuven killed Shimon. The chances of it not being that way is 1 in a trillion. You know that Reuven killed Shimon. Did you see it? Was the Maisa Ritzicha in front of Eidim? Was it a Maisa Ritzicha in front of Eidim? No. So therefore, they can't kill him. Ad kedei kach, that halach is how far we take this definition. If one aid sees Reuven killing Shimon from one side of a building, and from the other side of a building, a second aid sees Reuven killing Shimon, we don't put together those two aidim. Since they looked and they saw different things, there's no Ritzicha in front of two aidim. There's Ritzicha in front of him, there's Ritzicha in front of him. They go into the Ritzicha itself. They define and give definition to the Ritzicha. If you didn't see it, it's called a Ritzicha, not in front of aidim. The aidim might know. They might be able to lock him up in jail. Against this whole suit in Sanhedrin. If you know he's a murderer, but you can't kill him because it wasn't in front of Eidim, but it wasn't in front of Eidim. It was not a Ritzicha in front of Eidim. There's no Din Mises Bezdin. Ma'ashenke, by Dine Mominis, all this doesn't exist. By Dine Mominis, as long as we know that Reuven Oshem and Adidas were Mechayim, there's many rise to this principle. The Eidus Mucheles, the halacha of two windows doesn't exist. You can put together, if one aid is made that Reuven borrowed Shimon from Shimon $100, and the other one is made that he heard Reuven admit to owing Shimon previously $100. You can put two and two together, or one and one, and you can make two aid and be Mitzim Momin. You didn't see the same story. You're not even being made on the same story. Doesn't make a difference. Momin is, as long as there are two aid and they know that Reuven owes Shimon $100, Reuven broke Shimon's window, that's enough. Doesn't make a difference that they're coming from different angles. They don't go into the mice itself. They are an information, a way of giving over information in order for Bezdin to pass the Reuven owes Shimon dollars. In that case, we understand that if by context we saw enough that we know that Reuven's gomel was chayim for the hezek that it caused to Shimon's gomel, so it's chayim, and Bezdin will use that to pass it. Now let's go back to ADQ. How do we understand ADQ? The two Eidim that see the kedushin. Do we understand to say that a man gives a woman a ring and says, "Ariam Gudesh Asli," that's one type of Maisa. The only time that Maisa has sticking power, that's Chal, is only when it's done in front of Eidim. Are they part of the Maisa? It's an undersought Maisa, it's a different Maisa when it's done in front of Eidim? Well, no. The Gzeres HaKosuv is that there has to be a means, B'shas, the marriage, of verifying that afterwards, which is only going to be with Eidim. The Torah was Mechadish, the Torah only gave a chalois gerush and a gedushin validity in halakha only if there's there b'shas maisa a way of verifying that afterwards, but it's not part of the maisa. The maisa is a man marrying a woman. The fact that it wasn't seen is enough, because since there were Eidim that saw them standing under the chuppah, so those Eidim were able to bear testimony, they were able to say that they saw enough to know that he put the ring on her finger. They might not have seen the actual putting it on her finger, but they saw enough to know, they saw the Eidim on the get, they saw the chesimus haget. It's enough that they know afterwards, if they see it biyado isha, that the get was given over. Well, do we look at Eidei Kiyum as that it's enough to know it's similar to Dinei Mamonos? So we say no. It's like Dinei Nefoshos. The Torah was Mechadish that HaDovah Shebe'erva is not Chal unless there are Eidim with the Maisa. The Maisa includes the Eidim. In that case, knowing by inference, knowing by deduction is not called knowing. Maybe it's called that the Eidim didn't see it. That might be the basis of arguing back and forth with this type of thing. What we could clear is legabe edim on a shtar. Maybe if we want to try to work with the raya of the ktois, is edim on shtar called that they're made on the, are they made on the geish? They're made on the husband writing up a shtar geish. Is that called they're being made on the geish? But that's the raya of the ktois. So again, we have aloch of edikim. We have a discussion over here of, and that's why we're so makbid bizman hazeh, when we yachad edim, ad kedei kach, that there's some poskim that say, that it's not enough to know by inference who's the kala. Did the two Edom see the kala? How do they know who's under the veil? So they trust that the woman who's under the veil is the same woman that 2 minutes later is posing when they pull back the veil on the way to the Yichin room is posing for the pictures. But do you know? Did you see her face? So some of the Masajer Kedushin, my Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal was very makbid this, would have the mother of the kala lift up the veil and have the Edom look at her face for a sec. Some Rabbonim would shy away from being Edom in such a situation, but he felt that it was necessary to look at the Kala and see that's the Kala. That's the only way of seeing the Edom in front of your eyes. See the Kala, see the Chosen give over the ring, and then you see the Kedusha. So we discussed the Tutsadim and that, we discussed Dugmois Lekach, both Biyachas to Don Shmerva. We discussed Dugmois in Din Nefoshes and Din Emomenes, where Edim by inference would be enough in the context of Heinin Edi Yichud, Heinin Edi Bil, and what the Lomdus and how the Lomdus would play itself out. Maybe that's the machlokes between the Maram and the Mordechai in Edikim. How we look at Edikim, is it part of the Maisa, or it's just a necessary side part of the Maisa to have Edim on the Maisa, but it's not part of the Maisa itself?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.